Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to your number one podcast. Today, we're gonna be talking about being specific when setting goals. Be specific when you set your goals. That's what we wanna talk about today. Okay, each and every one of us has goals. We have goals in our lives, and goals are what helps us move about in our lives. In fact, you cannot live without a goal. If you are living right now without goals or without a goal, just know that you are in trouble, because goals are like a compass which guides us, which gives us direction to where we want to go. So today I want us to talk about how important it is to clarify your goals, to be specific with your goals. When setting goals, you need to be very, very specific. Okay, what do I mean by this? You might be having a goal right now. Can be, for example, you want to buy a car. That's your goal. Maybe that's your goal for this year or for the next 2 years. Your goal is to buy a car, but you haven't decided yet what type of a car you want to buy. You actually don't know what type of a car you want to buy. So it simply means that if your goal is to buy a car, but you do not know what type of a car you want to buy, that's not a goal. That's not yet a goal. It is just an idea, because you do not have clarity about your goal, your so-called goal. It is just an idea. You see, but the minute you clarify your goal, what do I mean by clarify your goal or being specific with your goal? When you say your goal is to buy a car, what you need to do is to actually know the type of car you want to buy. Be specific to say, okay, I want to buy a VW, GTI, Polo, GTI. And the type of car that I want to buy a red Polo GTI, and it should be 2016 model or 2017 model or the latest model, TSI or GTI 1.6 or 1.8 liters or 2.0. you need to know all those things. I want it to have leather seats or all those things. I wanted to have an MP3 player or a USB player. I wanted to be automatic or manual. You need to this is just an example that I'm giving you in terms of clarifying your goals. You see, a person who says I want to buy a car but doesn't know what type of a car he wants, the color of his car, the model, versus a person who already knows and has actually written down. That's another important point. Write down your goals. A goal that is not written down is not a goal. It is just an idea. So learn to write down your goals. Whether you write them down in your journal or in your diary or in pieces of paper or in your phone, where you can actually store them and come back to your goals and check them each and every day. You see, you need to write your goals down, because a goal that is not written down is just an idea. It is not a goal. So as we're talking, you've got two people, for example. This one, both of them, they want to buy a car. That's their goal. But this person A, he knows the type of car he wants. He knows the model of his car, the color of his car, whether he wants a leather seat or he wants a sunroof in his car, everything. He knows that what he wants, all the specifications of his car, even how much it will cost to buy this car. Person number B doesn't know the type of car he wants to buy. Maybe he knows the price, but he's not sure what type of a car he wants to buy, which dealership is gonna buy the car. This person doesn't know. So this person B has not clarified his goal. He has a goal, but his goal is not clarified. As a result, you might find that at the end, person A will achieve his goal much faster than person B, because person A already has clarity about his goals and he is specific. Person B has no clarity and is not specific in his goals. It will take time for him to achieve his goals, if he will ever achieve them. So this was just one example. Another example, a person can say his goal is to have money. I want to have money. Okay, you want to have money. How much money do you want to have? You see, how much money do you want to have? Do you want to have $100,000 or rents? You need to, what do you want to even do with the money? You see, after you have that money, what do you want to do with that money? You see, because you can have money, but if you don't know what you're gonna do with the money, then it's useless. What type of money do you want? The amount. I want $100,000. This is what I'm gonna use the money for. You write everything down. I'm gonna do this and this and this. You see? And I want this money. How am I gonna get this money? You need to know how you're gonna get this money. You can't just say, I want to have money. I'm gonna rob a bank. I'm gonna play lotto. I'm gonna work for the money. I'm gonna save. I'm gonna open a savings account, an investment account. How are you gonna get the money? You need to be specific with your goals. Clarify your goals. Be specific. Because when you're not specific with your goals, it will take time for you to actually achieve your goals. You know, so that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today, because I've noticed that many of us, we do not actually specify our goals. We are not. So specifying your goals is very important. It is very important in such a way that by failing to specify your goals, it's like you are planning to fail, actually. Yeah. Failing to plan is like planning to fail. Because goals need to have clarity. They need to be specific. They need to have targets. And they need to be written down. So, that's all we had for this episode. Please try and specify your goals. I hope this information was useful to you and you're gonna use it today or in the future. You'll never know. So thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned to the next episode, where we'll be talking about 6 strategies that build confidence. In the next episode, 6 confidence building strategies that you can use. Stay tuned, don't miss the next episode. Continue subscribing on our social media platforms and following us at all times. Thank you very much. God bless.